得到。
So many things, the spiritual matter, you need to use a spiritual perspective and spiritual way to understand.
那也是要用属灵的来体验属灵的事物。
And you have to experience things with this, the spiritual.
所以我们就必须要经常被圣灵充满。
So we have to often be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经记载很多被圣灵所感动的人。
The Bible mentions many instances of people being moved by the Spirit.
晚上我们要根据圣经里面所记载被圣灵感动的人他们的表现啊，来作为啊互相的勉励。
So tonight we will look at people who have been moved by the Spirit in the Bible as a topic of mutual encouragement.
那神也为我们保留很多天上属灵的福气。
The Lord has reserved for us many spiritual blessings in heaven.
啊，这些福气啊，必须要用属灵的啊，要来用祷告来。
And these spiritual blessings, you have to obtain them through the spiritual, through prayer.
好，请看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章二十一节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 21.
二十一。
21.
正当那个时候，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。”因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就隐藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven of earth and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight.
所以这里记载耶稣被圣灵感动啊，他就欢乐。
And here it records how Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit, and then he was moved.
So, 当一个人被圣灵充满、被圣灵感动的话，他应该啊是会欢乐的。
So, when a person is moved by the Spirit, is filled of the Spirit, they should rejoice.
那会欢乐的话，他很自然的会赞美主。
And when they rejoice, it will be very natural for them to praise the Lord.
可是，在我们今天的生活当中呢，我们有些时候啊不能够欢乐。
In our days, our lives today, sometimes it is difficult for us to rejoice.
啊，当然了，每一个人都想要欢乐。
Of course, everybody wants to rejoice.
你欢乐的话，会让我们心情好。
Because if we rejoice, it will improve our moods.
啊，每一个人都喜欢过着一个很快乐、很欢乐的生活。
Everybody wants to lead a happy and joyful life.
但是我们确实往往不能啊。
But oftentimes we cannot.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
因为我们人呐，充满着很多的未知数。
Because in our lives, we are filled with many uncertainties.
过去的事情，我们再怎么努力也没有办法去把它挽回过来。
And things of the past, no matter how hard we try, we cannot change them.
可是对未来的事情，我们又不知道。
But toward the future, we do not know.
所以只能够把握现在啊。
So we can only hold on to the present.
因此，我们人对很多未来的事情啊，就是会忧虑。
So for us as man, we would worry about many things of the future.
生活上忧虑呀。
We worry about our lives.
圣经也是这么说。
And the Bible records this.
啊，请看路加福音的二十一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 21.
路加福音二十一章二十三至四节。
Luke chapter 21 verse 34.
路加福音二十一章三至四节。
Luke chapter 21 verse 34.
你们要谨慎啊，恐怕因贪食醉酒，便今生的思虑累住。你们的心，那日子就如同网罗啊，忽然临到你们。
But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, that the day come onto you unexpectedly.
好，那这里说要谨慎。
Here it says take heed.
啊，因为啊，有危险会临到我们呢。
Because there will be a danger coming upon us.
哎，我们可能会摔跤滑倒，所以经常路上有个指标说我们要小心呢。
We might slip and slide. That's why sometimes you'll see signs that says caution, slippery.
啊，这里说主耶稣告诉我们要谨慎，为什么呢？因为贪食醉酒并今生的思虑会累住我们的心。
But here the Lord Jesus tells us to take heed because our hearts may be weighed down with many things.
那要是不小心的话，会绊倒啊。
And we may be weighed down with the cares of life, and we would slip if not careful.
这贪食醉酒、今生的思虑是人们呢、经常会有的现象。
Carousing, drunkenness, and cares of the life are signs that we may exhibit in this life.
叫人呢、经常会思虑。
Sometimes we will worry.
啊，对他 吃啦、穿啦、喝啦，都会思虑的。
We will worry about what we will eat, what we will drink, and what we will wear.
啊，思虑我们的孩子。
We will worry about our kids.
啊，思虑我们的工作。
Worry about our jobs.
思虑我们学校的事情。
Worry about our schools.
所以大家每个时间都有各种不同的思虑。
At different times of our lives, we all have different worries.
啊，这种思虑会捏住我们的心。
And these things will weigh down on our hearts.
啊，捏住呢，就是把我们压得啊，让我们喘不过气来。
And when it weighs down, it will leave us breathless because we cannot move.
那只要是让我们喘不过气来的话，我们哪里会有欢乐呢？
And when we are weighed down so heavily, how can we rejoice?
啊，圣经告诉我们呢，我们烦恼其实是没有用的。
The Bible tells us it is useless for us to worry.
因为烦恼并不能够使我们呢长高一寸呢。
Because the Bible tells us, even for all our worrying, we cannot change our height even by an inch.
啊，也不能够使我们寿命延长一刻钟啊。
Or to extend our life by a lifespan.
而且圣经就很清楚地告诉我们，不用忧虑，因为忧虑也是无济于事的。
So that's why the Bible tells us to not worry because it leads to nothing.
所以要怎么样才能够过着一个欢乐的生活
？So how can we lead a life of rejoicing?
啊，就是要交托。
We have to be reliant.
因为人有很多的未知数啊。
Because there are so many uncertainties in our life.
大家都不知道明天要发生什么事情。
We don't know what will happen tomorrow.
大家好像赞美诗里面一首诗啊，说我知道谁在掌管着明天。
But it is like a hymn that says that I know who holds tomorrow.
我们知道主耶稣在掌管着明天。
We know the Lord Jesus holds tomorrow.
不管明天是会怎么样的一个日子啊。
No matter what tomorrow brings.
我们知道主啊在掌控着明天。
We know that the Lord is in control.
因此我们就把一切事情交归给他。
So we can cast all our burdens onto Him.
我们就在借着祷告。
And through prayer.
当然，我们不是说我马上要欢乐就能够欢乐得起来的。
Of course, it's not to say we will ourselves to rejoice and we will rejoice.
因为或许现在就有很多的困难呢、啊、摆在我们的眼前。
Because perhaps right now before our eyes are so many difficulties and challenges.
啊，怎么办呢？怎么能够去面对它
？So what can we do? How can we confront them?
我们就要借着祷告。
We have to rely on prayer.
啊，求主啊，把他的喜乐充满我们的心。
So ask the Lord to fill our hearts with His rejoicing.
那一直到我们有喜乐为止。
Until we have this joy, a joy in our hearts.
啊，这是唯一的方法了。
This is the only way.
所以我们被圣灵感动的人啊，应该就会欢乐。
So those of us who are filled with the Holy Spirit, we should rejoice.
啊，当我在准备这篇道理的时候
，Of course, when preparing for this message.
啊，本来是不想讲啊。
Before I did not feel like talking about this.
因为自己本身有没有经常保持着欢乐的心
？Because I do I often maintain this heart of rejoicing?
所以我最近在祷告的时候，是经常在反省。
So recently, in my prayers, I have been reflecting.
我是不是经常有一颗喜乐的心
？Do I always have this heart of joy？
那真的就借着祷告
，and through prayer，
那把我们的困难就交托给神。
I have cast all my burdens onto the Lord。
那很自然的喜乐的心呢、啊，就会由心里面产生出来。
And very naturally, this heart of joy will come into our heart。
因为神的美意，神的礼物啊，就是要给我们喜乐。
Because God's will and His gift for us is this rejoicing.
主耶稣说啊，他留下平安喜乐给我们。
That's why the Lord Jesus says He leaves for us peace and joy.
啊，这是他的应许呀。
This is His promise.
但是我们必须要借着圣灵来支取它，来享受它，来使用它。
But we have to obtain this through the Holy Spirit and to use it through the Holy Spirit.
因为主耶稣他也是被圣灵感动，他在欢乐。
Because the Lord Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, and then He rejoiced in the Spirit.
那他就能够赞美神呢。
And He was able to praise the Lord.
所以被圣灵感动的人，第一个他会欢乐。
So those who are filled with the Holy Spirit, the first reaction for them is to rejoice.
因为圣经也说，在患难中能有喜乐。
So that is why the Bible tells us that you will be able to have joy in times of difficulty.
啊，这个一定要在被圣灵充满的情况之下才能够做得到了。
You can only do this when you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为这个礼物是免费的。
Because this is a free gift.
所以我们一定要被圣灵充满。
So we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那第二个被圣灵感动的人的表现。
And the second action behavior of those being filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，请看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章
，Second Thessalonians chapter
13节
，verse
13。帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章13节
，Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13。
主所爱的弟兄们，我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真理，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。
But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth.
好，这里说被圣灵感动，能够成为圣洁。
Here it tells us that when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we can be sanctified.
能够成为圣洁，才能够得救啊。
And when we are sanctified, we can be saved.
因为将来神的国度是非常圣洁的国度。
Because God's kingdom in the future is a very holy and sanctified place.
圣经说啊，人非圣洁，就不能够见到神呢。
Because the Bible tells us, unless man is holy, they cannot see God.
圣经说，清心就能够看到神了。
And the Bible also tells us that those who are pure in God and our hearts can see God.
清心就是表示没有杂质。
Pure in a heart means that we have no impurities.
也就是在神面前是无可指责的。
That means that in front of God we are blameless.
当然，人有些时候会说错事情啊，做错事情啊。
Of course, as man, sometimes we will say the wrong things or do the wrong things.
说错话、做错事情是人之人常有的事情。
And saying the wrong things is something common to all mankind.
但是我们借着圣灵来帮助我们。
But through the Holy Spirit, we receive help.
因为圣灵会责备我们。
Because the Holy Spirit will rebuke us.
当我们说错话的时候。
When we say the wrong things.
圣灵会告诉我们。
The Holy Spirit will tell us.
这句话好像不大对。
This what you said is not right.
这句话会伤害到人。
What you said will hurt someone.
所以我们被圣灵充满的人。
So those of us who are filled with the Holy Spirit,
对于对错就非常敏感。
We're very sensitive to right and wrong.
因为圣灵责备我们。
Because the Holy Spirit will rebuke us.
所以到后来就会慢慢成为圣洁。
So slowly we will be sanctified.
但是人必须要顺从圣灵的带领。
But man, in order for us to be so, we need to be submissive to the Spirit.
所以罗马书告诉我们。
So that's why the book of Romans tells us.
假如没有基督的灵，就不属基督啊。
If we do not have the Spirit of Christ, we do not belong to Christ.
说神赏赐圣灵给我们。
The Holy, God gave us the Holy Spirit.
就是让大家能够成为圣洁。
It is in order for all of us to be holy.
叫圣灵被称为更新的灵。
The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of renewal.
虽然我们是不完全的。
Even though we are not complete.
但是圣灵会帮助我们能够慢慢成为完全，因为他责备我们。
But the Holy Spirit will help us to become complete and perfect.
所以最终呢，我们就能够成为没有可以指责的。
So in the end, we will be able to become blameless instead of God.
这个是一个过程。
This is a process.
每天都要进步。
You have to improve every day.
因此，聚会对我们来说是非常重要的。
And that is why coming to service is so important to us.
我们经常在工作上班。
Oftentimes, when we are working at a workplace,
我们每天呢都要跟非基督徒来相处。
Every day, we will come in contact with non-Christians.
每天看到很多各种不同的资讯。
And we look and absorb a lot of different information.
很多资讯是垃圾的资讯。
A lot of information is garbage.
但是这些资讯每天都在我们的日常生活当中，我们脑筋在回绕着。
But this type of junk information is permeating through our minds and it fills our minds.
可能我们也会多少受影响。
So perhaps we will be affected by it to some degree.
大概在几个小时以前呢，我利用网络跟巴西的弟兄姐妹聚会。
A few hours ago, I held a service with the members and the churches in Brazil.
那有个弟兄他email 给我一篇文章
So there was a brother who sent me an article.
这篇文章是说现在啊，应该可以不用说安息日，只要说星期日为主日。
And this article says, right now we do not need to keep the Sabbath day. We just need to keep the Lord's day on Sunday.
所以有人就建议说，我们是不是要改为主日？这样子的话，信徒信的人比较会多了。
And so some people propose that should we not also have service, just move it to the Lord's Day so that we will have more members who can come.
当然，或许外面很多的教派是说星期日为主日。
And many churches, many denominations, they observe the Lord's Day on Sunday.
但是我们的心思意念不能够受影响。
but our thoughts and minds should not be affected.
这些都是很多资讯呢，会影响我们。
Because there's a lot of information that will sway us.
因此，我们必须要借着聚会啊，祷告，读圣经。
So we need to come to service through prayer and reading the Bible.
啊，让我们能够了解是非。
So that we, through these, we learn, so that we can discern what is good and what is wrong.
所以，当我们的心有一点受影响的时候。
So when our heart is a little affected,
那聚会时间呢，我们就能够调整我们的心思意念。
During a church service, we can adjust our thoughts and our minds.
也就圣灵啊，责备我们。
And so the Holy Spirit will rebuke us.
啊，让我们能够成为圣洁，帮助我们。
So it will help us to become perfect.
那我们再继续看第三个。
Let's look at the third thing.
彼得后书。
And this is in 2 Peter.
彼得后书第一章二十一节。
Second Peter chapter one verse 21。
彼得后书第一章二十一节。
Second Peter chapter one verse 21。
因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
啊、被圣灵感动就说出神的话
So the, if you are moved by the Holy Spirit you will speak the words of God
当然话也有人的话也有神的话
Of course the words have, there are the words of man and words of God
那出于人意的就是人的话
And those words that came out of the will of man are the words of man
那出于神的当然是神的话
But those to the will of God is the word of God
但人们需要神的话
And as men, we all need the Word of God.
那神的话就是像一盏灯啊。
Because the Word of God is just like a lamp.
那神的话能够滋润一个人的心。
The words of God can nourish this heart of a man.
神的话能够安慰一个人。
The words of God can comfort someone.
神的话能够造就一个人。
The words of man can build up someone.
啊，使一个在挫败当中的人，在失望当中的人，能够走出来，能够有希望。
So someone who allows someone who is dwelling in a sin and sorrow to walk out of it to into the light.
有的时候我们去看患难当中的人啊，还是病人。
Sometimes you go visit someone who is in the middle of suffering. Perhaps they are sick.
啊，在患难当中的人就是很希望啊，希望能够听到神的话。
And those who are in difficulty, they want to hear the word of God.
希望听到一些安慰的话。
They wish to hear words of comfort.
勉励的话，鼓励的话。
Words of encouragement, words that build them up.
可是有些时候发现呢，想不出什么话说啊。
But a lot of times we can't think of things to say to them.
所以最痛苦的时候就是面对面呢，不知道该说些什么话。
So the most painful thing is you are facing one another, but youdon't have anything to say.
可是被圣灵感动的人就能够说出神的话来。
But those who are moved by, filled of the Holy Spirit have, are able to speak the words of God.
啊，有一次，有位传道跟另外一位传道出去访问。
Once, one pastor went with another pastor, on a visitation.
啊，访问一位年轻的姐妹啊，那位年轻的姐妹呢，在不久以前呢，刚刚失去她的妈妈。
And they were to visit a young sister who, not too long ago, lost her mother.
啊，到她的家里呢，还看到她的妈妈的照片啊，挂在墙上。
And when they went to visit her home, they found that the picture, the photograph of her mother was still hanging on the wall.
她的妈妈离开世间的时候，啊，还很年轻啊。
When her mother departed from the world, she was quite young.
啊，当然这位姐妹也很年轻。
And of course, this sister was also very young.
所以去访问他的时候，不晓得该说些什么。
So we went to visit, we didn't know what to say.
因为失去亲人是很难过的一件事情啊。
Because to lose one family is a very difficult thing.
那时候这个传道人呢，就祷告，他念心中祷告。
So at the time, this minister was praying in his heart.
那就突然之间从内心就涌出一些话来。
And there were words that welled out of his heart.
啊、当事人、啊、很受感动、啊。
So it was able to, it was very touching to all those who were present.、
啊、有位传道被差派到一个国家。
So there was a minister who was sent to another country.
因为那个地方啊，很少有传道去那里访问。
Because this country has that place was very rare for a minister to go visit.
那传道去的时候，哎，不知道他们有什么问题呀、啊。
So when the minister went, he did not know what problems they had.
啊，传道平常就是按照他所准备的来证道。
Because his pastor usually he would just deliver the sermons that he had prepared before.
那在证道以前，当然传道就祷告啊，求神带领，看看晚上要讲些什么啊，该说些什么话。
So before the service, the pastor was praying, please, Lord, help me understand what to say, what to speak.
啊，虽然是要准备，但是还是希望圣灵给我带领啊。
Even though he had prepared, he still wanted the Holy Spirit to guide the service.
啊，结果刚开始的时候。
So when the service started,
他说出了一些话，那些话呢是他所没有准备的。
And he started saying some words, and these words were not part of the sermon he had prepared.
那聚完会以后。
And after the service,
有位弟兄就告诉那位传道啊。
There was a brother who went and talked to that pastor.
啊，传道，您今天的正道就刚好是解决了我内心的问题呀。
And said, Pastor, you have just resolved one of my problems that I was facing in your sermon.
那传道就问他说什么问题？
So the pastor said, What was your problem?
那传道其实事先呢不知道他的问题呀。
Because the pastor had no idea what his problem was.
只是说借着祷告求神带领。
He only asked that through his prayer that the Holy Spirit would guide him.
说真的被圣灵感动的人呢，他就要说出神的话。
So when you are moved by the Holy Spirit, you will speak the words of God.
So 为什么我们出去访问的时候一定要记得祷告？
So why do when before we go on visitation, we must pray?
因为出去访问信徒啊，我们不知道信徒有什么问题呀。
Because when we go on visitation trips, we don't know what problems our members are having.
可能每一个家庭有不一样的问题。
Every family has their own problems.
那就借着祷告，求神啊，让我们说出他的话来。
So we pray and ask God to guide us so that we will speak His words.
能够去安慰所需要的人。
So that we can comfort those who are in need.
所以被圣灵感动就能够说出神的话来。
So when you're moved by the Holy Spirit, you will speak the words of God.
那第四个。
Fourth.
啊，请看启示录。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
第十节。
Verse 10.
启示录第一章第十节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 10。
当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说。
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet.
这边主日啊，并不是指的星期日。
And here the Lord's day was not referring to Sunday.
因为这里并不是讨论说哪一天的星期一还是星期二还是星期六。
Because here is not talking about what day is the first day and which way is the second day or third day.
主日是说主的日子。
The Lord's day is the day of the Lord.
叫主而输入恩典，主而这话临到他的日子。
The day that the blessings and the word of God descended upon him.
也就圣灵临到他的日子。
It's also the day when the Holy Spirit descended upon him.
所以约翰他被圣灵感动，他就听到有声音了。
So when John was moved by the Holy Spirit, he heard a loud voice.
啊，那个声音是非常清楚的。
That loud voice was very clear.
他听见在他的后面有大声音，好像吹号的声音呢。
And this loud voice was behind him as of a trumpet.
对，《使徒行传》第二章啊，就记载五旬节圣灵降临的情形。
And Acts chapter 2 talks about how the situation was when the Holy Spirit descended.
啊，当时啊，大概有120几个人在祷告。
At that time, there were around 120 people in the same place praying.
可是那个祷告的声音啊，就像大雷的声音呢。
But the sound of the prayer was just like thundering.
好像整个城市都听到一样。
Just like the entire town heard them.
其实120几个人祷告，声音哪里会说大到整个城市都听得到？
So how can the prayer of 120 people be loud enough so that the entire city heard them pray?
我们看 San Francisco 有个球场 AT&T 的球场啊。
We know that there's AT&T stadium in San Francisco.
啊，那个不小可以容纳几万个人。
We don't know how many tens of thousands it can hold.
在比赛球赛的时候，那个一定是很吵杂的。
So when there's a game, that must be very loud.
可是我们这里听不到啊。
But we can't hear it here.
所以那个声音啊，不是普通声音啊。
So that sound was not an ordinary sound.
那个声音是从神来的声音。
But rather, the sound is from God.
神就是让大家能够听得到。
And God allowed everybody to hear it.
就当被圣灵感动的时候，就能够听到神的声音了。
So when you are moved by the Holy Spirit, you can hear the sound of God.
而不是人的声音。
And it's not the sound of man.
我们现在是需要听神的声音了。
Now we need to hear the voice of God.
因为人的声音已经太多了。
Because the voice of man are already too many.
打开电视机就是人的声音。
You turn on the TV, it is the voice of man.
你打开网络也是人的声音。
You turn on the internet, and it's also the voice of man.
你收到很多邮件啊，都是人的声音。
When you hear, receive a lot of mail, it's all from the voice of man.
我们听人的声音听太多了。
We have heard too much from the voice of man.
所以我们就听不到神的声音呢。
So we cannot hear the voice of God anymore.
所以我们要怎么能够听到神的声音
？So how can we hear, listen, hear the voice of God?
就是被圣灵感动。
It is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为神的声音的话，主要是指教我们一些事情呢。
Because the voice of God is to instruct us in certain matters.
或许我们现在很茫然，不知道怎么办。
Perhaps right now we are in a blind. We don't know what to do.
或许我们现在很挫折。
Perhaps right now we are very discouraged.
我们更是需要神的声音。
We need even more, more so, the voice of God.
来指引我们一个方向。
To lead us in a direction.
啊，给我们一些力量。
Give us some strength.
被圣灵感动，听到神的声音。
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we can see, we can hear the voice of God.
啊，当时主耶稣带他的门徒啊上山祷告。
Back one time, the Lord Jesus led his disciples up to the mountain top to pray.
啊，他带彼得、约翰、雅各啊三个核心的学生啊到山上祷告的时候
，Peter, James, and John, and these three, they went with Jesus on the mountain to pray together.
那主耶稣啊突然变貌
，and suddenly, the Lord Jesus was transfigured.
那当时还有以利亚、摩西啊也在主耶稣的旁边。
That time, Elijah and Moses also appeared on the side of Lord Jesus.
啊，彼得、约翰、雅各看得非常高兴啊。
Peter, James, and John were very delighted.
啊，这简直就是天国啊。
This is just like heaven to them.
所以他们说在这里真好啊。
So they said, it is so good for us to be here.
啊，当时所看到的是有三个人呢。
There were three people who saw this.
有主耶稣。
And there was the Lord Jesus.
有摩西，有以利亚。
There was Moses and Elijah.
但是呢，当这个异象消失的时候。
And when this vision vanished,
啊，只有主耶稣在那里。
There was only the Lord Jesus there.
啊，天上有声音说啊。
And there was a voice from heaven.
啊，只要听主耶稣的。
And it says, listen to the Lord Jesus.
啊，你们要听从他。
You must listen to him.
啊，虽然有摩西跟以利亚也在那里呀。
Even though there was Elijah and there was Moses.
摩西是大家所熟悉的人物啊。
Moses is someone that they all knew.
啊，他带领以色列百姓出埃及。
He led the Israelites out of Egypt.
他很有能力。
He is very powerful.
以利亚也是一样很有能力啊。
Same with Elijah, he is filled with power.
就大家应该是要听摩西跟以利亚的。
So people would naturally want to listen to Elijah and Moses.
嗯，这两位啊是信仰的伟人呐。
Because these are ancient saints.
这两个人是我们要效法学习的目标。
Because these are people we want to be like and to learn from.
但圣经说啊，要听耶稣的。
But the Bible tells us we must listen to the Lord Jesus.
所以我们被圣灵感动的时候，我们就能够只听到神的声音，只听到耶稣的声音呢。
So when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will hear only the voice of God.
有很多人呢，当时引用工人呐，传道工人的话啊。
So many people would reference the words of certain workers or ministers.
啊，其实传道工人也是引用圣经的话。
But these ministers and workers, all they do is reference the Bible.
所以做最终还是要引用圣经的话了。
So ultimately, you need to refer and quote from the Bible.
而不是说某某传道说。
And not say so and so pastor said this.
某某传道还是引用圣经，还是根据圣经说的。
So such and such pastor also quotes from the Bible.
所以到头来，大家还是要根据圣经。
So ultimately, you need to follow the Bible.
但是，只我们。被圣灵感动的时候，我们才能够听到神的声音呢。
But only when we are filled with the Spirit of God can we listen to His voice.
不然我们就听不到，只会听到人的声音。
Otherwise, we can only hear the voice of man.
那第五个
，and fifth，
我们请看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录啊，第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
启示录第四章第二节。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 2.
第四章第二节。
4 verse 2。
我立刻被圣灵感动，看到有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。看啊，坐着的好像是碧玉和红宝石。
3.
啊，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。好，那这里提到被圣灵感动啊，看到一个宝座安置在天上。
So here mentions that when you are moved by the Spirit, you see the throne set in heaven.
啊，这个宝座就是神的座位了。
This is the throne of God.
啊，神坐在那个宝座。
God is seated upon this throne.
神在天上。
God is in heaven.
所以被圣灵感动，你就看得到啊。
When you are moved by the Holy Spirit, you can see this throne.
也就是说，弟兄姊妹之间呢，偶尔会产生口角。
Sometimes, among the brothers and sisters, we may have a dispute.
啊，会产生误会。
There'll be a misunderstanding.
啊，会产生纷争啊。
And there'll be discord.
那会互相伤和气。
And we will harm one another.
互相伤感情。
And to harm each other through our words.
可是，在那个时候。
But at that time.
假如能够被圣灵感动。
If we can be moved by the Holy Spirit,
他就看到天上有个宝座在那里，在那里呀。
You can see the throne set in heaven.
他就看到神在那里呀。
You can see God right there.
神在监察着。
God is watching.
所以就不会乱说话。
So you will not say the wrong words.
啊，不敢乱做事情啊。
You will not do the wrong things.
啊，不会去伤害到别人。
You will not hurt other people.
因为他被圣灵感动，看到神坐在宝座上。
Because you are moved by the Spirit and you see the throne in heaven where God is seated.
啊，那个宝座啊，是很让我们很敬畏的。
And this throne is one that is worthy of our respect.
啊，请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章的第一节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1.
以赛亚书六章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1。
当乌西亚王崩的那年呢，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple.
啊，这里呀有两个王。
And there are two kings mentioned in.
一个是乌西亚王。
One was King Uzziah.
他是人。
And he was a man.
啊，他是人的王。
And he was a King of men.
啊，那另外一位呢是万王之王神。
And the other was the King of Kings, the Lord.
乌西亚王在地面上。
King Uzziah was on earth.
乌西亚王有死亡的一天。
King Uzziah had a day that he would die.
他是坐在宝座上的那位神，永远活着，没有死亡的。
But the God sitting on the throne, high above, he will live forever and ever.
然后他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
The train of his robe filled the temple.
哦，那个衣裳啊，我们可以看得到啊。
And this robe we can see.
啊，当然是我们现在用我们的眼睛看不到的。
Of course, through our physical eyes, we cannot see this.
可是当神打开我们属灵的眼睛的时候，我们就可以看得到。
But when the Lord opens our spiritual eyes, we can see this.
那假如我们可以看得到有衣裳啊垂下来，那么长的啊衣裳垂下来遮满圣殿，我们当时非常害怕。
Because if we can see this, we can see the train of his robe filling the temple, we will be greatly afraid.
我小时候啊，有一位老姐妹啊，大概是九十几岁的。
When I was young, there was an elderly sister. She was in her 90s.
啊，她是清朝时代的一位老太太。
And she was an old lady who lived through the Qing Empire dynasty in China.
她是出于清朝时代啊。
She was born when the empire was still there.
啊，所以裹着那个小脚啊。
So her feet were bound.
哎，啊，她经常啊，有些时候会住在教会。
And sometimes she would live at church.
啊，教会的隔壁啊，就是一家纺织工厂。
And next to the church was a garment factory.
那纺织工厂那个女工哈，那些女工啊，早上都会出去倒垃圾。
And these garment factory workers, these ladies who work there, would in the morning would dump the garbage.
啊，有一回啊，这个老姐妹啊，她也很早就起来了，就去外面那个垃圾桶啊，就是隔壁工厂垃圾桶看看有什么线，因为纺织工厂有一些线啊什么可以用的，所以她去那边捡看看有什么可以用的。
So Sometimes this old sister, she would go and look through the trash from this garment factory to see if there are any threads or cloth that she could reuse.
那这位老姐妹，她起来得很早，所以她还没有梳头发，那个头发是很白啊，非常白啊，很长。
So because this elderly sister woke up very early and she did not comb her hair and her hair was shockingly white.
这位老姐妹要瘦瘦高高的。
And this elderly sister was very skinny and tall.
所以当她站在那里的时候，又微风一吹啊，那个头发又这样飘飘飘。
So when she was standing there and the gust of wind came by, that her hair was just flowing.
所以那些女工要出来倒垃圾的时候。
So when these garment factory workers came out to toss the garment,
看到这位老姐妹吓了一跳。
When they saw this elderly sister, they were so scared.
就把垃圾丢了，就赶快跑回工厂。
They threw the garbage and quickly ran back to the factory.
大家都非常害怕。
Everybody was afraid.
可是那位是老姐妹啊，她不是鬼啊，不是神啊。
But that elderly sister was not a ghost nor a god.
那我们想想。我们神啊，只要神啊，那个衣裳垂下来啊，垂到这个圣殿满的圣殿，大家会不会吓一跳啊？很害怕的。
If you can see God from heaven and His train of His robe flowing all the way from heaven down to here and filling the temple, the church, would you not be afraid?
那他一定是很严肃的。
Of course, He would be very stern.
所以让人能够产生一个敬畏的心。
So He could invoke this heart of reverence.
敬畏神就是智慧的开端呐。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
你有智慧的话
，because if we have wisdom，
我们就知道该怎么做啊。
We will know what to do。
我们敬畏神的话
，so if we fear the Lord，
我们做事情一定会有考虑的。
We will consider the Lord when we do things。
我们说话也会有考虑呀。
We will consider how we what we speak。
我们就不会随便发脾气。
We will not throw tantrums。
因为天上有一个。坐在宝座上在看着我们。
Because in heaven there is one who is watching over us.
他的衣裳垂下来。
The train of his robe goes all the way down.
所以他这天上跟地下来来回回的。
So he is between heaven and earth.
他虽然在天上，但是他也在地面上。
So even though he is in heaven, he is also in earth.
他在看着我们。
He is watching over us.
所以被圣灵充满的话，被圣灵感动啊，就能够看到宝座。
So when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we can see the throne of God.
那第六个再来看呢，启示录。
Sixth, let's turn to Revelation.
启示录十七章。
Revelation chapter 17.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我被圣灵感动，天使带我到旷野去，我就看见一个女人骑在朱红色的兽上，那兽有七头十脚，遍体有亵渎的名号。
So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns.
第五节。
Verse 5.
在她额上有名写着说。奥秘在大巴比伦做世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母。
And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth.
所以约翰他被圣灵感动。
So John was in the spirit.
他就看到一个很漂亮的女人呢。
And he saw a beautiful woman.
就第四节说那个女人穿着紫色和朱红色的衣服。
And the verse 4 tells us this woman was wearing clothing of purple and scarlet.
那用金子、宝石、珍珠为装饰。
And adorned herself with gold and precious stones and pearls.
那手里也拿着金杯。
And in her hand was a golden cup.
所以我们想象这个女人是非常华丽的。
So we can see how luxurious this woman was.
也是很漂亮的。
And she was very beautiful.
所以从外表上看起来她是非常漂亮。
From the outward appearance, she was amazingly beautiful.
珍珠宝石的装饰啊。
And she had all these precious stones and pearls and gold.
还拿一个金杯啊。
And also a golden cup.
可是呢，里面是装着可憎之物啊。
But inside that cup was full of abominations.
所以一般的人看这个女人非常漂亮。
So ordinary people, when they see this woman, they see beauty.
她是过迷人的。
Because this is a seductress.
所以很多人都被迷住了。
Many people are seduced.
第六节。
Verse 6.
说那女人喝醉了圣徒的血。
And this woman was drunk with the blood of the saints.
说杀害了很多信徒的生命。
And she is, has killed many members and believers.
血就是代表着生命啊。
Because blood is, represents life.
她喝醉了圣徒的血。
She was drunk with the blood.
迷倒了很多的圣徒哦。
And she has shed the blood of many people.
可是呢，约翰呢，他被圣灵感动。
But John was filled with the Holy Spirit.
那他的看法就跟一般的人不一样啊。
So what he saw was very different from other people. What other people
大家看这个女人很漂亮。
Everybody saw this beautiful woman.
可是约翰因为他被圣灵感动。
But because the John was filled was moved by the Spirit.
他看见这个雅各，就是可憎之物啊。
He sees the abominations.
哦，大家看起来很 sweet.
Everybody sees sweetness.
啊，可是他被圣灵感动。
But he was filled with the Spirit.
所以我们今天的人呢，看某些事情呢，是非常 sweet。
So today, a lot of people see many things that are very sweet.
啊，看那些 party 啊，或穿得很漂亮啊。
You see these parties where everybody dresses up very nicely.
啊，每个人或许手上都拿个金杯啊。
Perhaps each one of them are holding a golden cup.
啊，当然里面是装着各种不同的葡萄酒。
Of course, that is filled with different kinds of wine.
啊，对他们来说是很好喝啊。
For them, it is very tasty.
对他们来说，那个 party 是非常的好啊。
For them, this party is very fun.
可是当一个人被圣灵感动
，But when a person is moved by the Holy Spirit,
那看那些就是巴比伦一样的这巴比伦可憎之物啊。
They see Babylon and all the abominations of the earth.
钱财是很中性的。
Riches are something that is very neutral.
啊，很多人呢、啊，当然是会追求钱财呀、啊。
Of course, a lot of people will pursue riches.
但是圣经说，那个钱财啊，是可恶的，神看为是可憎的。
But the Bible tells us that these riches are abominations, and God does not like it.
就是那个钱财有不好的用途。
It means that these riches have bad uses.
可能做来享受用呢。
Perhaps it's used for enjoyment.
没有去行善呢。
It's not used for good.
没有去帮助那些需要帮助的人呢、啊。
It's not used to help those in need.
没有拿去教会奉献呢、啊，帮助教会盖会堂啊。
It's not used to donate to churches so that they can build chapels.
啊，自己拿去享受。
But you use it for your own enjoyment.
啊，虽然他没有做什么坏事。
Of course, even though they may not have done anything wrong.
好像圣经里面所说的那个财主啊。
It's just like the rich man in the Bible.
他没有做坏事啊。
He didn't do anything wrong.
甚至说他天天奢华宴乐。
But the Bible tells us that he feasted and enjoyed every day of his life.
可能很多人都非常羡慕那种生活啊。
And perhaps everybody was very envious of his lifestyle.
可是一个被圣灵感动、被圣灵充满的人。
But those who are moved by the Spirit and filled by the Spirit.
啊，他的看法就不一样啊。
What he sees is very different.
那个你们在做什么？那个是可憎之物的母啊。
What are you doing? This is the mother of harlots.
那这个要被圣灵充满才能看得清楚。
So you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to see it very carefully.
所以我们在这个很混乱的时代里头啊。
So in this very chaotic world time.
在这个是非不分清楚的时代里。
In this time when right and wrong is very intertwined.
我们要被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
才能看清楚什么是神所憎恶的。
So we can see what are abominations in the sight of the Lord.
啊，那第七个。
And seven.
再看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录二十二章，二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章第十节。
Revelation 21 verse 10.
我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
啊，约翰呢，他被圣灵感动。
John was moved by the spirit.
被带到一座高大的山。
He was carried away in the spirit to a great and high mountain.
他都看到新的圣城耶路撒冷。
And he saw the great holy city, Jerusalem.
这平常人是看不到。
This is something that normally you could not see.
但是呢，他被圣灵感动。
But because he was, it was in the spirit.
结果这个圣城呢，这个耶路撒冷城啊是非常漂亮的。
So this holy city of Jerusalem was a very beautiful city.
要用属灵眼光才能够去看清楚啊。
You can only see it carefully with a spiritual eye.
用属灵眼光才能够去欣赏它。
You can only enjoy this sight and appreciate it using the spiritual eyesight.
我看当时哈，那巴勒啊，这个王啊，就聘请巴兰先知啊，要去做出以色列百姓。
So at the time, the king Balak hired Balaam the prophet to curse the Israelites.
这个摩押王啊，请巴兰要去做出以色列百姓，那巴兰他说跑到一个高山上啊，往下一看。
So this Moab king hired the prophet Balaam to go to a high mountain.
哇，不得了啊！这些百姓跟其他的百姓不一样啊。
And he saw the people of Israel and said that these people are very different from all the other peoples.
你看他们的帐篷啊，是多么的华丽。
Look how beautiful are their tents.
多么的整齐。
How organized are they?
哇，他吓一跳。
And he was shocked.
其实他们的帐篷有很华丽吗？
Were their tents really that magnificent?
没有啊，他们在旷野已经走了三四十年了。
No, they've been journeying in the wilderness for 30, 40 years.
啊，帐篷我想一定是破破烂烂的。
I imagine the tents to be beaten up.
啊，不破的话也是很脏的。
Even if it's not beaten up, it's also very dirty.
但是巴兰看起来很整齐。
But Balaam saw that it was very organized.
很华丽。
And was very luxurious.
因为那时候他也是被神的灵感动啊。
Because at that time he was also moved by the Holy Spirit.
他看了以后，他就不敢咒诅这些人呢。
Because when he saw this sight, he dared not curse the people.
他说这是神的百姓啊。
He said, "This is the people of God."
因为我以前想的跟现在所看的不一样啊。
Because what I formerly saw, thought, and what I see today are very different.
他以前看这些以色列百姓可能是敌人要咒诅他的。
Before he saw these people as the enemy, and he wanted to curse them.
但是现在看起来，哇，那么可爱，你看很华丽，那么整齐。
But now he sees how lovable, how orderly, and how magnificent are their tents.
所以导致他不敢咒诅那些以色列百姓啊。
So that he dared not curse these people of Israel.
所以要有一个属灵眼光，才能够看清楚里面的真实面貌。
So you need to have a spiritual eyesight to see the true nature of God.
啊，真耶稣教会跟一般的教会是不一样。
The true Jesus Church is very different from all the other churches.
从外表上看，大家都是差不多的。
From the outwardly view, everybody is about the same.
一样的建筑物啊。
Same building.
啊，甚至我们的建筑物也不会比其他的更漂亮。
And our chapel buildings are not more beautiful than the other churches.
啊，大家都用一本圣经。
Everybody uses the same Bible.
但是你要用属灵眼光来看。
But you have to use a spiritual eyesight to see.
里面的真理啊，确实很宝贵，是不一样的。
The truth inside are very precious and very different.
要用属灵眼光才能够看得清楚啊。
You need a spiritual eyesight to see this.
因此，当我们信徒没有被圣灵充满的时候
，So when our members are not filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们就很容易受外人的影响。
It is easy for us to be swayed by other people.
因此，所看到的是他的外表而已。
Because we only see the outward appearance.
但是，当被圣灵感动
，But when we're filled with the Spirit,
就能看到他里面的奇妙。
We can see the wonder inside.
里面的真理啊，是很确实的。
How the truths inside are very real.
句句都是经典，都是神的话。
Every single word is a word of God.
因为他看到新耶路撒冷的美丽啊。
Because he sees the beauty of the New Jerusalem.
他被圣灵充满。
He is filled with the Holy Spirit.
被带到高山之后，看到看得很清楚。
He was brought to a high mountain and sees it very clearly.
所以我看以后那些从第十节以下就描写的非常详细。
So starting from verse 10, it's very, very descriptive.
他没有到里面去看呢。
He did not go in to see.
但是圣灵感动他。
But the Holy Spirit was moving.
他用属灵眼光就能够看得到。
So through his spiritual eyesight, he was able to see it clearly.
从外表都是一样的。
From the outward appearance, it's all the same.
我们看一看那个属物质的圣城耶路撒冷有没有这样的漂亮？没有的。
If we look at the physical Jerusalem, Is it as beautiful as described here? Of course not.
啊，在座的可能有人到以色列去参观过啊。
Those seated among here, perhaps you have visited Jerusalem before.
你看到圣城有没有这样子
？If you see Jerusalem today, do you see?
没有啊，只是一片哭墙啊。
No, of course not. It's just a wall for a wailing wall.
但是我们属灵眼光就可以看到它的美景。
But from our spiritual eyesight, we can see the beauty.
所以我们对我们教会要有。信心啊、
so we must have faith in our church.
我们要属灵眼光啊去看我们的教会。
We have to view our church through the spiritual eyesight.
你被圣灵感动，看到新耶路撒冷城。
So to be moved by the Holy Spirit to see the New Jerusalem.
是非常漂亮的。
It is truly beautiful.
这个新妇是与众不同的。
And this New Jerusalem is extraordinary.
所以被圣灵感动。
So when you are moved by the Spirit.
那就有欢乐。
You will be filled with joy.
啊，会要圣洁。
And you'll have holiness.
能够说出神的话。
You can speak the word of God.
能够听见神的声音。
You can hear the voice of God.
看到天上的宝座。
See the throne of heaven.
看到可憎之物，神所讨厌的。
You can see what God hates, the abominations.
能够看清楚新耶路撒冷，看到它里面的奇妙。
You can see the wonders and the beauty of the New Jerusalem.
能够增加我们对神对教会的信心呢。
We can increase our faith in God and in the church.
找唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.